Good evening, Madison. You're listening to the 6 o'clock news update on WSUM 91.7 FM Madison Student Radio. I'm Hee-Won Lim. In the news today, Wisconsin Medicaid recipients are getting access to the first over-the-counter birth control pill known as O-Pill. According to Governor Tony Evers, Medicaid recipients will be able to get the pill with no out-of-pocket cost or prescriptions. Wisconsin's Medicaid program is known as BadgerCare Plus. O-Pill will start becoming available in some Medicaid-enrolled pharmacies today and expand over the coming weeks. O-Pill is a kind of contraceptive pill called a mini-pill. That means it's a progestin-only pill. Mini-pills must be taken at the exact same time every day to be effective. On the other hand, combination pills have both progestin and estrogen. The addition of estrogen helps to prevent ovulation more consistently. Combinations pill do not have to be taken at the exact same time every day. O-Pill first became available to purchase online on March 4th. A month's supply has a recommended retail price of $20. However, the option to buy the pills in bulk is available. A 3-month supply costs $50 and a 6-month supply costs $90. BadgerCare Plus currently covers over-the-counter daily birth control pills with a prescription. A new standing order from Governor Evers will allow O-Pill to become available without a prescription. Thank you to Channel 3000, NPR, and Planned Parenthood for this story. Reporting for WSUM News, I'm Hee-Won Lim. Turning over to sports, here's Vince Hesbrick with an update.
Thanks, Hee-Won. The Wisconsin women's basketball team will be playing in the NIT next week, although the exact time and location is yet to be revealed. A first-round bye for the Badgers means that Wisconsin will be playing the winner of the Southern Indiana versus University of Illinois-Chicago game being played Wednesday at 7 o'clock. Wisconsin may have its sights set on one day playing the national tournament, but the invitation represents progress for a team that hasn't played the NIT since 2011. In pro sports, the Giannis-less Milwaukee Bucks launched an offensive onslaught on the Phoenix Suns yesterday, tied an NBA record by cashing 18 threes and a half en route to 140-129 victory. Another encouraging sign for Milwaukee came from Chris Middleton, who scored an efficient 22 points in just 25 minutes in his first game returning from ankle injury. From WSUM Sports, I'm Vincent Hesberg.
Thanks, Vince. We'd like to thank Channel 3000 for being our news partner, and thank you for tuning in. From the WSUM News Booth, I'm Hee-Won Lim. Have a great evening, Madison.